I almost died. Not really.
But you felt like it.
Twice!
Two near-death experiences.
Not death experiences. They're called not death experiences. I almost died. Monica, you see everything on social media. Did you see the world's largest paper cut?
Your paper cut?
Mm-hmm. The world's largest paper cut. And Monica's cagey answer says, you have not seen my paper cut, have you? It's okay if you haven't.
I have now seen your paper cut.
I haven't seen it. That is a big, I still haven't seen it.
I see it.
It is the entire length of my finger. My inside. It's my fork you finger. It's the middle finger. The most important of the fingers. But Antoine, look at this. And if you do look closely, you can see it is, in fact, the entire length of my finger.
Oh, wow.
It goes from one side all the way to the other.
What did you do?
I almost died.
How? Like, how did that happen?
Folding an envelope. Wait, I'm sorry. An envelope.
You were aggressive with it.
I was just throwing it in the recycling. And as I folded it in half, I kind of just dragged my hand across what then ended up being a double thickness. That's practically a cardboard cut right there, mister.
Goodness.
You gotta be more careful.
If I was if I was folding a knife, I would have cut my finger off. I'm just saying.
That's one way to look at it.
Uh-huh.
That is one way to look at it. But yep. I understand your pain.
That's a boo-boo, man. That's hardcore.
And I'm proud of you because it took you this long. It's 8:30. It took you this long to finally whine about it.
On the outside.
On the outside. That's all I care about. I am so proud of you. I am so proud of
you. But you know what? That wasn't even the most harrowing experience of my vacation because I almost died twice.
Again. All right.
Not by not dying. Because I got a new toothbrush for Christmas.
All right. Uh-huh.
And it's one of those, Sonicare? Do you know these things?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
So my wife had this thing. This meow, and it goes
They're very aggressive. They are very aggressive.
Well, that's what I learned because the whole family, it was Santa ended up bringing them for everybody. So I get me this toothbrush. I'm like, fine, I'll go ahead and join the. Oh my God! It shakes your mouth like to the core. I mean, it's very aggressive up in there.
See, now I just see your mouth shaking.
Oh my God.
Like, that's all I can see now.
I felt like I didn't give her permission to do some of the things it was doing to me because it was rattling me.
I think you deserve dinner first, at least.
Oh my God. I know.
You deserve dinner.
You know, tell me you're pretty.
Your teeth are clean.
I don't even know.
Do you even still have teeth? No, I understand completely because I went home for Christmas to visit my mom. Uh-huh. And I had a near not death experience.
A not death experience.
So my mother,
yes.
She loves oatmeal cream pies. It's always been the thing. We've talked about this before. And she's always kept a cookie jar filled with those oatmeal cream pies.
And you ate one and they're gross and you almost died because they're gross.
Right? Shut up. That is not what happened.
So I'll be here all week.
I look at it. I'm like, all right, let me grab one real quick. So I reach in. I grab one. I open it. I bite into it. And the middle of all of those oatmeal cream pies. I guess she had some of the raisin cream pies.
Ew.
So I didn't look at what I was biting into, and a raisin got in my mouth, and I didn't know. I still thought it was oatmeal cream pie. So I'm like, what is this thing in my mouth? And then I almost choked on it. I almost died trying to eat oatmeal cream pie.
You know, at least I'm aware of what I put in my mouth.
I was not. I didn't look.
I was so hungry.
I just opened it and shoveled it in, and then I yelled. I'm like, what the? And my mother was in the house, so then she almost killed me because she doesn't like people to yell in her house. So she came out. She goes, boy, what's your problem? There's a raisin in there. Like, my mother wasn't happy either.
Does she, like, house patients for extra money in the basement, and that's why you're not allowed to yell in the house?
She does not like that. That's disrespectful. You don't yell in her house.
Interesting.
There's no yelling.
Not even euphoric yells?
Uh-uh. Can't be excited.
Wow.
No, there's no glee.
No excitement.
In my mama's house.
It is all even keel in this house. There will be no excitement.
You act
whatsoever.
Like you got some sense in that house.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Not death experiences. Monica, sometimes it happens, though. You almost die, even though you didn't die.
Yes. It happened to me New Year's because I decided at 3 in the morning, I wanted some crab legs. So I go to cook some crab legs. And of course, you know, I had an experience at the beach where I ate some crab legs, and all of a sudden I had this like tickle in my throat. My throat started to close. Uh-huh. Well, I figured maybe this is a new day. New year, right?
Well, yes, new year, new you. And you know, it's always think to yourself that after a few drinks, even if you are allergic to shellfish, I have heard that if you're drunk, that then it doesn't
take
it.
It relaxes
anymore.
your body, your throat. You know, so maybe.
I should have been drunk when I brushed my teeth. That's it.
Do we have time for me to make fun of Monica real quick?
Oh, yes, we do.
Like, what?
Go for it.
All right, so you brought up New Year's.
Yes,
you brought up
do.
New Year's. Yeah. And so Monica had the bubbly banter New Year's Zoom thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we're all on Zoom for New Year's, and it's a group of us in there. And so Monica starts counting down from the ball dropping. Like, it's a countdown.
Oh.
And then somewhere between 10 and 1, Monica stopped counting. Like, she just stopped counting.
Pause.
Right? Like, she just stopped. And so the ball dropped. Everybody kissed their significant other, said Happy New Year, toasted. And then Monica said, all right, guys, how much time do we have left? And we're all
I don't know what happened.
We're all sitting around like what are you talking about? We already toasted. We said Happy New Year.
And I feel like it was important to make time for this moment. One, just to laugh. But two, to point out that this woman thought she was qualified to cook crab legs.
Oh, yeah. And then she followed it up with cooking crab legs.
Oh, my. Man. You know, I will say this because, again, we're on this Zoom New Year's Eve, and we did it right up to midnight. And you count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and all that stuff. The New Year's Eve countdown has been ruined by technology. Completely ruined.
Yes.
And you would think to yourself, that's the kind of thing that would get better as technology got better.
Yeah.
But now, nobody knows what time it is anymore. Because it is a different time in everybody's world. One person's watching online. One person's watching on cable. Someone else is watching on satellite. Everything has its own little delay. Some people's delay is a couple seconds. Somebody else is ahead. Somebody's Monica, and it's 3 a.m., and she's counting down. Like, you know, you cannot simultaneously count down anymore unless you all just hold your phones up at the same time, but you can't watch it on the thing. So anyway, back to
I'm sorry, I had to throw it out there.
That's okay. No, that's
good. Don't you dare apologize.
Sorry, I had to throw it out there.